The most recent case happened last weekend. East Hartford police subdued a 22-year-old man with a stun gun, and he later died. And there have been others. David McGuire is a staff attorney with the ACLU in Connecticut.
One person in Middletown, for example, was tased 34 times and ultimately died. People were handcuffed and tased. People were in the back of a squad car and tased and later passed away. So there are circumstances where these deaths could have been prevented.
McGuire says tasers are different from pepper spray or batons in that people can actually be killed. But Lieutenant J. Paul Vance of the Connecticut State Police says even other non-lethal measures can sometimes kill.
You've got to look at the whole big picture. There have been times when people being restrained physically in other parts of the country but have died in the hands of law enforcement because of complications.
Vance says officers are trained to use just the amount of force that is necessary. He emphasizes that when any police officer uses force, it's thoroughly examined afterwards, then independently reviewed by the state's attorney's office. David McGuire of the ACLU notes the state police has not had the public incidents of taser misuse, which is good. In recent years, people have filed lawsuits against local police over the use of tasers. McGuire says if officers already report the cases when they had to use a taser, then making that information public shouldn't be too hard. The Connecticut ACLU has pushed for legislation calling for more reporting and training for taser use in the past, but those bills didn't pass. McGuire points to Illinois as one example of what to do. That state recently enacted a law saying the police need to be trained in the use of tasers and get random inspections just to make sure. Alan Yu, WNPR News.